Started the recording for the being teleclass, teleclass number three, being and being consciousness. And so we'll take three or four breaths, and just in those breaths, I'm going to invite you to and feel your body and really feel the sensations of what your body is basically seeking in this moment. So without trying to change it, fix it, make it go away, make it better. What does it take to just feel the presence of your own body? And I'm going to mute everyone. If you need to unmute, it's *6. But I'll mute people now that we're stepping in. So here we go. Taking those breaths into your body to feel who you be right now. What are the sensations of you and of this form that you're manifested in? Scanning from your head, your eyes, your jaw, your ears, feeling the sensations of the neck, the throat, the shoulders, and this connection between the neck and the greater body, the collarbones and the shoulders and the rib cage and the presence of your form. Traveling down, taking your time to just notice your arms, elbows, and hands. And your chest and your skin and your lungs and your heart and all these organs inside, the digestive organs and all these different organs in the body. Just again, scanning and landing and feeling your back, your belly, the sides. Who am I now? Right in this now. That's my body saying via sensation. And then traveling that even to the lower belly and above and below the hips and your sacrum and your pelvis and your pubic bones and your thighs and your legs and just you're here. Who are you? Where are you? Maybe sitting or not sitting on ground or chairs or legs and knees and ankles and calves and thighs and toes and just being with you. And if there truly is no right way to be you, then who would you be? Breathing into all of that. Decisions that are made or not made about these sensations. We have many stories, beliefs, thoughts, expressions of what we think all these sensations mean. What does that tightness in the calf actually mean? What does that belly sensation actually mean? And so if nothing is what you think it is, then it all could be different. And it may also mean something else. And it's not that what you think isn't true, but maybe there's more. And as we excavate from this form into the subtle energy of the form, we excavate to from body into being consciousness. Body, consciousness, sensation. Feeling, thought, sensation. Being, consciousness, intuition, perception, awareness, vibration, knowing, channeling, You're being this nucleus of an orb. And this experience we've been talking about, the body is the center of an infinite being. That being is the life force, the glue, the vibrational connection to your soul. Therefore, the being is the place where all communication between body and soul has possibility. The being in its vibrational form is just pure consciousness, pure vibration. It's not a person. So your being isn't a personhood, a personality, or a set of points of view about who you're supposed to be, or even who your soul is. The being is the access point to all consciousness, and it's in service of your soul and body and spirit embodiment. In this service, it acts like a higher self, a guide, and connects and threads to all guides, all teachers, all enlightened ones, to God, divine source, to all earth, to all universes and dimensions, on behalf of what this body, your body in present time, and your soul are here to learn. Soul speak. So every sensation, even right now, the ones you're noticing, because there's a million sensations in your body you haven't even noticed yet, but the ones that you're noticing, these sensations are just gateways, gateways of communication on how to keep a body, a form, safe, present on earth, and how to communicate to the soul's understanding and learning and perception of that, and how to merge into the purest consciousness possible as the contribution that you be on this earth. Body. Sensations are gateways. Being. Access points to all information, perception, and awarenesses that are required for your embodiment. And this embodiment, body, soul, being, spirit, this embodiment in its totality is never not impacting everything. You are never not impacting everyone. You are never not impacting everything in all time, spaces, dimensions, and universes. Because the pulse, the breath, the vibrational frequencies, the patterns, the expression, every split second communicates. Always, timelessly. And eventually the body will decay, dissolve, release, mulch. But it will never not be communicating. Because even as it crumbles, it becomes a part of something else. Never not here. Even if you crushed it all down into a tiny handful and then crumbled it through your fingers to the earth, into the air, the ethos, it would then become a part of something else. You're never not existing. And bodies have a finite time on earth. That you're never not existing, and you're never not impacting everything. So breathe that in for a moment. Your embodiment has a profound impact on everything and everyone eternally, forever. That's why we take this thing so seriously. And we take it so seriously. And we know that because that's often why we mess it all up. Because we care so much about every minute of being alive. And every drive to be alive and even every drive not to be alive becomes part of a fight for something so important in the soul. so important because we deeply know innately in the core of who we are that every single breath and every second and every smidgen of frequency in any microcosmic moment counts. It counts so much that we never want it to be anything but what we think it's supposed to be. Even though our thoughts can get confused, that's always true. All the resistance, all the alignment, all the opposition, all the fighting, all the running, all the freeze has one of the greatest, most profound depths of hope and faith and power. Because you care. Because love is the medicine we all need. Love is creation. Love, in its essence, is the birth of creation. Not as love in the way humans love. That's a thing. That's a human construct, and it's beautiful, but it's human. Love as in the air molecules of love. The frequencies and starlights, the conglomerations of love and the most divine existential pulse breathes us alive to choose. Love and its creation might even birth hate. That's why we're so confused. For some, love is so deeply driven in the instinctual power of survival that it loses sight of anything but what's important to one itself, thinking that that's what makes a better world. The refinement body to being consciousness to body consciousness is the refinement of understanding much greater than just what my body instinctually wants and into why at all be here in this particular form at this moment. Soul births the body and with it the consciousness of everything it needs to know about why it wanted to impact Earth today. Why you wanted to be an impact on this earth right now. Why now? What you hoped for. What you hope for. What you long for. Much bigger than what it seems when we just think about what a body wants. Is the existential patterning to what that means on a much greater scale for the entire existence of the world. Somewhere in your consciousness, see if it's true. Can you know? Can you feel somewhere that maybe it's true? That you actually know that every single breath you take vibrates consciousness to this earth and beyond and makes a difference. And activate change and generate healing immediately. These activations, I command the light of consciousness to activate change and generate healing immediately. These activations release injury recall. We want to release injury recall, meaning that all injuries of the past for a minute calm down so that in present time I can see what's true. What do I actually need right now? The activations are designed to move patterns, shift patterns so that we can awaken an even more potent connection to our beings and the consciousness of the being and therefore to our souls and therefore to God, divine source. I command the light of consciousness to release injury recall for you, for each of us, for all of us, for the earth, the planet, the stars, and whoever wants to receive it. I command the light of consciousness to release injury recall for the godzillions of micro macro injuries that have happened in every one of our bodies. Every single time we're disappointed because it didn't look the way we thought it was supposed to look. Because if it looked the way we thought it was supposed to look and we felt good inside our bodies, maybe that means that we matter. Maybe that means that something we're doing is right and it means we belong here. We release injury recall for the micros, for all the injuries we planted in the future already to come, expecting them to happen. Because we expect them to happen so that we're not disappointed and we're not scared, so that we somehow think it makes sense to predict the future, even if we can't, to help ourselves feel safer with what we cannot control. So we command, we don't wait, we command. We command. Now I get in charge of the energy in me because I can, if you want to. Choose it not, please. And if you do, choose it fully, please. I command, because this is a command that is not about abusing anyone else. This is a command that's not about controlling other people or situations. It's a command that's not intended to step on someone's karma or overstep boundaries. It's a command that's personal. It's a command to be more conscious because we can. Because in that place, it's a command of vote to say, maybe I can know even a little more clearly why I'm here right now and how I can be the greatest contribution on this earth. And maybe I'm looking for comfort, thinking that when I feel better, that means I'm being a better contribution. But in this moment, we're going to look for something else. We command the light of consciousness, the vibrational consciousness, in the light ethos, not necessarily in our brains as a form of physical matter, but in the energetic ethos, the energy of consciousness, we could call it. And I don't mean light versus dark. I don't mean black versus white. I don't mean, that's not what I mean. Okay, clear all that, activate change and generate healing immediately. I'm not intending hierarchies, even though language does that sometimes. I'm not intending force, even though command sounds like force. I'm intending choice. I'm intending the energy of consciousness where it exists in the lightest vibration possible, which means it's as true as it can be in present time, where it is vibrating, connected to God, divine source, and knowing that my existence counts on every level. It also connects to all time, spaces, dimensions, universes, and specifically my soul to understand why me in this moment now and how do I show up for what is. I command the light of consciousness to release my binds, my brain, my thoughts, my beliefs, release my emotions, my sensations, release me, please, from injury recall, from every way in which I want to, I think I'm supposed to, and I'm conditioned to live in the injuries of my past. So I command the light of consciousness to release injury recall and all the ways in which injury is a pattern and program, trauma and tragedy becomes eternal forever. Trauma acts as if there is never an end because now becomes permanent, fixated, and forever. That timeless feeling of shock, because the brain, in order to cope, dissolves time. Therefore, every injury becomes part of our future and our present and our past. Therefore, we look for them even when we don't think we are. So we command the light of consciousness to release injury recall, physical, right here in this body, physical plane and the earth and the touch, the structures around you, feel them, in the density of form and matter. We command the light of consciousness to release injury recall on this physical, actual, your body touch physical plane. Again, we're talking the things you even sit on, walk on the earth in the physical form. We command the light of consciousness to release injury recall, physical, mental, our mind, our beliefs, our thoughts, everybody else's thoughts, thought patterns, the grids, constructs, and structures we've been taught to believe, be those religious, practical, emotional, or social, they're still thoughts. So we command the light of consciousness to release injury recall, physical, mental, emotional, our actual feelings, fear, sadness, grief, anger, happiness, joy, all the godzillions of ways we feel. We actually feel, meaning also the way it feels to touch something, the vibrations, the feelings, what we feel, not what we think, but what we feel, emotional, what we feel. We command the light of consciousness to release injury recall, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, in the realms of spirit, in the ethos of the flavor of all consciousness, the spirit and spirits that ride with us and through us and in us, the spiritual as in what I believe in faith or not faith, and the openness for what that means connected to religion, but also what that means connected to culture, and also what it means in terms of just the vibration of spirit. It's the flavor of you, the expression, the manifestation, the play that comes with that. I command the light of consciousness to release injury recall, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, genetic, your DNA, your RNA, your nucleic strands, the actual things you come with, every genetic pattern that created you, releasing injury recall for the traumas and the genetic injuries inside of the actual tissue that's in you that also vibrates from every time your mother was hurt, every time a grandmother died, every time somebody was abused within your genetic lineages, all of them. In any way in which whichever of those vibrate to you, whatever miasmic structures come to you, whatever patterns you chose in the formation of your body, some you don't, some you do. But now it's you, this nucleic strands, DNA and RNA of you, genetically what you inherited, but also who you just are, which really is everything, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and energetic. It all vibrates inside genetic. We command the light of consciousness to release injury, recall, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, genetic, and energetic. And what I mean by that is the energy of who you be, the expectation energetically, the feeling sensations and vibrations, but also the awarenesses that you have been injured by and or injure yourself with, for any aha that worked at one moment and no longer works becomes an injury. For even an aha perception and intuition will change over time. And if we fixate it permanently, it can therefore then cause a problem, for it becomes a belief or a feeling, an emotion, or a physical matter forms itself from it. Energy. I feel teary. I command the light of consciousness to release injury, recall, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, genetic, and energetic. Past, present, and future. Activate change and generate healing immediately. Activate change and generate healing immediately. Again, right now. Activate the awareness of change now. Where is change always happening, and how can I get on board for being aware of that so nothing is a fixation, just an excitement of what else is possible? Activate change, generate, which means promote healing, which is what nature does anyway, always. and immediately. Observe now, feel, perceive, and sense the body. Feel free to touch it, rub your hands, your arms, your legs, if you can, if you want, your belly, your chest. Just feel what now is you. What sensations make up you right now? What sensations have changed? What sensations are the same? And give yourself permission to feel something that feels familiar in your form that you're curious about. Does it have injury in it? Is it a thought? Is it just a little bit of pain somewhere? Is it a queasiness? Is it dissociation? Just feel it. Sense it. Describe it to yourself. And then let's just play. This activation is not to... some people confuse the body of knowledge that's been channeled to be a way of running away from feeling or dismissing the need to emote and process. But my experience of the body of knowledge is that it moves the energy enough so that when we attend to the emotions, sensations, thoughts and feelings, we actually are getting to something that truly is ours, and therefore we can give it the attention for true healing. The discernment becomes louder, and therefore we're more capable of healing deeply. So it's a tribute and an honor to going as deep as we can into what is required for today. Okay, now aim at your own body this activation. Command the light of consciousness to release injury recall. And if you think you know or don't know, just for a minute, suspend your points of view. I'm just curious to find out, does it shift? Curiosity heals the most. Without curiosity, we can do a million things to ourselves, and sometimes it never feels any better because we're trying to force it to be different rather than awakening what's already changing and different anyway. So let's command the light of consciousness to release injury recall, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, genetic, and energetic, past, present, and future. Activate change and generate healing. Immediately take a huge breath in and then exhale fully. And then exhale again. Good. I'm breathing in and exhale fully. Beautiful. Good. Okay, let's just take a minute to be with all of that. Being consciousness is where now, in your curious ability to be aware, you'll not only attend to the sensations, but you'll begin to feel what else is here. Are there other awarenesses that can come around sensations that are in or not in my body any longer? What awareness is my being offering to me? Is my infinite being offering me an awareness on who I am right now? So who are you truly? Body and being together in service of this soul and this progression of soul into form, purifying the space of being consciousness. We get to do that. And we get to awaken that there's divinity in every single cell and particle of every part of our bodies already. We don't have to earn it. It already exists. We just have to find a way to receive it, which we really don't even have to do that. We're always receiving it. We just get to decide that we want to be aware of that. And that is a guiding force to be in a body more safely, more healthfully, more intentionally to show up and be on this planet in your form in present time, because that is a place that we are right now. And all of the clearing is to get us anchored even more in being present, alive, and healthy on Earth in our bodies, knowing that that makes a difference. So we're going to command the activation of the divinity, that divine essence in every cell and particle of your entire body. We're just going to imagine like little chakra sunlight, spinning vibrational lights are just in there, and we're going to start to notice that, like, oh, every cell of me is that already. What would it take for me to just know that? And that is part of the protection and service. And anywhere in which I decided that activating that divinity in me makes me more unsafe, I can know that that's not true. That when we activate divine awareness, we are able to manifest and play in the world of body more safely, more with more awareness, with more perception, with more choice. It doesn't mean I can make other people safer. It just means I can see more clearly how to relate to the world around me. So we're going to command the activation of the divinity in every cell and particle within you. And we're going to command the activation of that divinity and bring it down through the center of your being, of each of our beings. And we're going to extend it through all of you, through each of us, and through all time, spaces, dimensions, and universes, activate change and generate healing immediately. And I've said so many times, because it's been so prevalent in my consciousness, that racism started with a thought that someone had. And they believed that thought was a pathway to their own safety, or worked for their fear, manifested them something they wanted or thought they wanted, and their bodies got loud enough to vibrate that thought to others and to speak it and share it, and then to play and manipulate the minds and bodies and hearts of others to choose that with them. And then enough of that happened that it became like wildfire. It spread. And it spread so far that it's still here, and maybe will always be on Earth as a construct that then people lived from. But somehow suggest that one body is less valuable than another just because of the way it looks. It's tragic. We'll never have a universe, I don't perceive, I won't in my lifetime see or perceive a universe here where everybody wants the same thing. I don't even know that that's what we're supposed to do. But if people want to pack together for their own sets of values and rules and ways of living, then why can't we do that and then leave each other alone? Rather than taking what we want and thinking everybody has to want it with us, and therefore sabotaging or hurting or injuring the world to make it what we think it's supposed to be. And even though I think I'm so super conscious and aware and filled with love, I could be wrong about what your universe is supposed to look like, and I need that to be okay. And yet I need to link up, like that thought that got linked up, I need to link up my thoughts and find all the people in this world and many worlds beyond me that actually want something similar, to live in the ways I want, so I can connect and thread all of that and have an opportunity to vibrate what I do think is healing, to find out whether that's true, and also to find the people who do need that. And how do we get ferocious enough to take our thoughts of pure consciousness, of love, that maybe love really is the medicine, the cure, it's the energetic vibration of creation, that if we can create in pure love, can we create in pure love together and make that loud enough to link as much power and potency as possible? And what would that change? And let's command the light of consciousness to liberate us from any grids that we don't need anymore, to figure out what is your pure consciousness and how do you vibrate that through your physical form loudly enough to link yourself up to those other people who in their own physical form might want similar connections and beings, such that we can vibrate and create safety for each other in the way that we live here, and also have the space and room to let others choose for themselves. And how do we vibrate down the need for violence as a way of doing that? Because in my universe, that feels more generative, but I have to find the people that want that with me. What does it look like to find harmony in this crazy universe of Earth? Activate change and generate healing, and immediately, because our beings are not people, they don't get hurt by what we do here. They just have information. And the body will start to get loud if it needs that information and it can't get to it for some reason, or we don't know how to, because the body is the gateway. So something can hurt and hurt and hurt until we finally listen to something other than what we think. And maybe we find out what our soul is asking us to know right now. Soul speak. Every single interpretive moment, which is happening constantly every second of your existence, you're interpreting the moment. You're interpreting everything you see, feel, hear, say, think, and as thought and seen and you feel around you. It's all interpreting, and it's interpreting already in your own being consciousness, because that is your soul talking. Every interpretation of now is your soul speak, which is why we are all going to have a different interpretation of this moment as it pertains to what each of our souls are wanting, knowing, being and living on Earth. And sometimes we get lucky and they all match up and that feels good. But they're still different. Activate change and generate healing immediately. We command the light of consciousness to activate the divinity in every cell and particle of you. And when we do that, we also command that you actually, your body and being, can release everything that's not even yours. That you can now perceive and feel differently, not to be controlled by, but to be aware of. For we'll always, always feel and perceive and experience those around us. We can't stop doing that. Being empathic is not an option. It just happens. It is. It's part of being alive. We're born cell to cell, particle to particle. We're born informed through others. The gift is the possibility, the curiosity for me has been, can we do that differently? Rather than feeling that as pain, can we do that differently? Can we use our beings to create space around the body that allows us to interpret, understand, process those we love and everybody else in a more conscious, deliberate, and healthy way? So we command our bodies and beings to release everything that's not ours, to gift it to the light of consciousness for sorting and filtering, to not have agendas about where that is and where it goes and who gets it back or not, to release our points of view of who we picked it up or sponged or soaked it up from, and to actually have the freedom to think, huh, we don't have to know. But our beings are serving our bodies and being healthy, and if something feels unhealthy, what if you could change that energetically first? We command our bodies and beings to release on the energetic plane everything that's not ours so that we can be in relation to it differently. And so that we can choose health, vitality, and pure consciousness as the way of showing up for those we love and all of those around, those we know we don't know that we're processing. But that so that our soul's intention can speak through the body in the clearest way possible. And if there are those things of the body that are just going to take time to heal or might never heal, how can we show up in a pure consciousness to what is? And how much healing comes with just that? And activate change and generate healing. Immediately. And commanding our bodies and beings to release everything that's not ours, and not as a throwaway culture, get rid of it, make it wrong, throw it at someone, give it back, run away. I don't want it, but as a, whoa, I want this. I want to know what's not mine so that I want to know how to be me and relate to everything that's important to me. And I would not ever sponge up an energy that's not mine unless I cared somewhere for something. Because my soul wants to be alive in this body form. And I do have a being to help me sort those things so that I actually can see what is the highest contribution I can be right now to myself and everyone around me and more into the consciousness on Earth and the ethos beyond it. Activate change and generate healing immediately. Command the activation of the divinity of every cell and particle in each and every one of us And I bring that activation of divinity through the center of each of our beings and through the being that is us and all the consciousness we create together. And we extend into that consciousness the values of deep, profound divinity of love and joy and ease and peace and the pure states of being existing, that they become even louder so that we can have them to nourish ourselves and heal ourselves and be with what's not healable, so that we can actually know who are we right now and activate change and generate healing immediately. Command the activation of the divinity in every cell and particle in each and every one of us. I activate the divinity in each and every one of the cells and particles in us, and I bring that through the center of us and the center of our beings and each of our beings and all of our beings and the beings that we then manifest and create together in union and communion. And with that, we purify by activating the divinity and all the ethos through us, through our bodies and forms, and through all time, spaces, dimensions, and universes, and we create space together. Just space in which we apply curiosity. What else is possible? What have I not ever known before that I'm willing to know now? Who am I truly? And how can my being support my embodiment on this earth so that my soul can express, activate change, and generate healing immediately? Just that. That was a lot. Maybe I'll take a pause. Oh my goodness, I have a room full of chuckling people. Oh my goodness, I love you all so much. Thank you for being willing to listen to me. Oh my Lord, it's amazing. All the Lords, all the gods and goddesses, divine states of being, I feel so incredibly grateful. Woo. What does it take to show up even more ferociously so that we get out of the contracts of these human binds, so that we can live the human bind, which is the actual form of the body, and love it so much that we can actually do something different on Earth? Because I don't think we're going to heal this planet or ourselves by doing the same thing we've been doing for godzillions of years, huh? And I don't think we're going to win the wars by just going back to fight them the same way. And I don't think we're going to change the consciousness. And for some crazy reason, I have a mission to do that. And some of you do too, because you keep calling in. Thank you. Right. What does it take to show up differently? Kuan Yin channeled so clearly in the last year. It's like it's a different universe we need to create of consciousness. It's a different thing. It isn't something done before or opposing something that is or aligning something that is. It's a different thing. Like it's time to shuffle it over just a little and interrupt the habits so that we can see what else and how else to do this, which has so much to do with why I think these beings are changing and purifying so quickly on Earth. Some of us changing, but some of us just purifying these beings. The state of being consciousness feels critical. And it's probably been talked about eternally forever with all of the most divine teachers. And it's just a special blessing to Baba Ram Das for his life on Earth and the teachings and medicine they brought to so many of us. Just blessed be in his form for all the ways in which he's left his breathing form. And I imagine we'll never leave part of Earth and his consciousness is just everywhere. I appreciate those teachers. Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'm going to open up the call line, which means I'm going to put my phone in this room on speaker, so that people here can also hear you and just make room for some questions and, So, oops.
No.
I think you're all on mute.
I think you're all on mute.
Okay.
Can you get this out of the room so that out of the room so that it's still back?
See if we can do this or not.
See if we can do this or not.
Hmm. Oh, it's doing this way. Let me see if I can.
Let me see if I can.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.